Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, February 22nd, 2018. Welcome to Day 399.
Each and every member of the National Rifle Association mourns the loss of the innocent and continues to keep their families and that community in our prayers.
The NRA blamed the Florida school shooting on a, quote, failure of school security and a failure of family. Wayne LaPierre, CEO and vice president of the NRA, accused Democrats of exploiting tragedy for political gain, blamed rogue leadership of the FBI, and attacked the left for promoting a socialist agenda intended to strip firearms away from law-abiding citizens.
As usual, the opportunist wasted not one second to exploit tragedy for political gain. Saul Alinsky would have been proud. The breakback speed of calls for more gun control laws and the breathless national media eager to smear the NRA. Think about that. They hate the NRA. They hate the Second Amendment. They hate individual freedom. In the rush of calls for more government, they've also revealed their true selves. The elites don't care not one whit about America's school system and school children. If they truly cared, what they would do is they would protect them. For them, it's not a safety issue. It's a political issue. They want to sweep right under the carpet the failure of school security, the failure of family, the failure of America's mental health system, and even the unbelievable failure of the FBI.
Donald Trump, meanwhile, had this to say.
The coach had a firearm in his locker when he ran at this guy. That coach was very brave, saved a lot of lives, I suspect. But if he had a firearm, he wouldn't have had a run. He would have shot, and that would have been the end of it.
In 2016, Trump tweeted that he didn't want guns in classrooms. Yesterday, he made a concealed carry proposal to arm teachers. And today, Trump tweeted that he never said that he wanted to give teachers guns. The Washington Post and BuzzFeed News say in the same tweet, however, he suggested that the government would, quote, look at the possibility of giving concealed guns to gun-adept teachers. And at a White House listening session, he said that gun-free zones make it like, quote, going in for ice cream for school shooters.
Gun-free zone to a maniac, because they're all cowards. A gun-free zone is let's go in and let's attack, because bullets aren't coming back at us. And if you do this, and a lot of people are talking about it, and it's certainly a point that we'll discuss, but concealed carry for teachers and for people of talent, of that type of talent.
While on Twitter, he promised that attacks would end, in all caps, with his strategy of arming highly trained, gun-adept teachers and coaches who would solve the problem instantly before police arrive.
An attack has lasted, on average, about 3 minutes. It takes 5 to 8 minutes for responders, for the police to come in. So the attack is over. If you had a teacher who was adept at firearms, they could very well end the attack very quickly. And the good thing about a suggestion like that, and we're going to be looking at it very strongly, and I think a lot of people are going to be opposed to it. I think a lot of people are going to like it. But the good thing is that you'll have a lot of people with that. You know, you can't have 100 security guards in Stoneman Douglas. That's a big school. It's a massive school with a lot of acreage to cover, a lot of floor area. And so that would be certainly a situation that is being discussed a lot by a lot of people.
The Washington Post says Trump's listening session talking points also had to remind him to say, I hear you, and to ask, quote, what would you most want me to know about your experience, end quote. A photographer captured a picture of the talking points that Trump was given for Wednesday's listening session with the survivors of the school shooting in Florida. Next, CNN says National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster could leave the White House after months of personal tension between him and Trump. The Pentagon is searching for a, quote, four-star military job suited for McMaster, end quote. This is not the first time that speculation has been floated over the future of McMaster's role in the Trump administration. Next, ABC News says Donald Trump appointed a federal judge who donated to the Trump campaign and worked on his presidential transition team, and is now refusing to recuse himself from overseeing a legal battle involving Fusion GPS, the research firm that produced the dossier of intelligence that contains claims that Trump has ties to Russia. U.S. District Court Judge Trevor McFadden donated $1,000 to Trump's presidential campaign. Next, The Washington Post says Melania Trump's parents may have relied on chain migration, the same process that Trump has publicly called on Congress to end. Melania's parents are lawful permanent residents of the United States and are reportedly close to obtaining their citizenship. And finally, CNN, The Guardian, and The New York Times say Marco Rubio and the NRA were repeatedly heckled after they refused to back a full ban on military-style assault weapons while discussing gun violence with the high school students who survived the shooting in Parkland, Florida.
I'm a brutally honest person, so I'm just going to say it up front.
Yes, sir.
When I like you, you know it, and when I'm pissed at you, you know it. Your comments this week and those of our president have been pathetically weak. Guns were the factor in the hunting of our kids in this school this week. And look at me and tell me you accept it and you will work with us to do something about guns.
I'm saying that the problems that we're facing here today cannot be solved by gun laws alone. Now, I think what you're asking about is the assault weapons ban.
Yes, sir.
So let me be honest with you about that one. If I believed that that law would have prevented this from happening, I would support it. But I want to explain to you why it would not.
Senator Rubio, my daughter, running down the hallway at Marjorie Stoneman
yes,
Douglas, was shot in the back.
Yes, sir.
With an assault weapon. The weapon of choice.
Yes, sir.
Okay? It is too easy to get. It is a weapon of war. The fact that you can't stand with everybody in this building and say that, I'm sorry.
Rubio said he supported legislation to raise the legal age to purchase a rifle to 21 and to create gun violence restraining orders. He said he was reconsidering support for a ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines and that he was against Trump's proposal to arm teachers or to put armed security in classrooms. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, a Republican congresswoman claimed that so many people who commit mass murders, quote, end up being Democrats, end quote. Two, a man threw an explosive device over the wall of a U.S. embassy in Montenegro, but ended up killing himself with the blast. The blast did not injure anyone else or cause any major property damage. Three, Donald Trump Jr. liked conspiracy theories on Twitter about last week's school shooting in Florida, including one that called a survivor an agent of the, quote, deep state media, end quote. And four, Donald Trump is considering pulling immigration and customs enforcement agents from California as punishment for what he claimed was a, quote, lousy management job in patrolling illegal immigration. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.